Was that being surgical?
Hello?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Doing fine.
Sorry I missed your calls there, brother. I was with the client, and I was trying to get to you, but it seems
that's
like the more you try to get on the phone, the more the people want to talk.
Exactly.
All right, well, what was that? What's the news? Are we ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you said that you could do $199 a month?
I can do $199, but I do have to advise you. And I mean, I'm going to be very, very transparent with you. The only difference that switches over from the $199 to the $249 is the social media portion through Facebook ads. I personally, Bill, I will stick with the $249 so we can put you on social media as well so we can generate more work. But if you want, I can still get you on Google and do your website and get you on the other platforms, and we can do $199. But for $49, if you want me to be very straight and forward with you, it's not worth it. I mean, I would just pay the $249 so you can be covered across all boards. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, if I go with the $249 right now,
correct.
Does that start next month, or is that prorated for this month? Because this month's almost over.
No. So you would be, you wouldn't look at another payment until the 23rd of October, and you'll be covered until then. So your next $249 payment wouldn't be until October 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it'd
so,
be the $249 from there after each month.
Correct. It'd be $249 flat rate. Again, keep in mind, when you work under Google guidelines, there is no contract. It's a month-to-month service. And there is no pay per lead here. So it doesn't matter how many jobs you get, how many phone calls you get. As long as you pay that $249, you're squared away.
Okay. Then let's go ahead and do that.
All right. Bear with me one second here. So first name Bill, last name Medley. What's your email address, Bill?
It's The Dirt Digger.
Okay. One second.
T-H-E-D-I-R-T. D-I-G-G-E-R, the number 11, at Gmail.
Perfect. The 407-346-0777, is that a good number to list on Google where the clients can reach you at?
Yeah, that's my personal cell.
Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me here one quick second. Okay, one second here. Bear with me. All right, and then what address do you have the business registered to, Bill?
99 Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, Lane, L-A-N-E, Run, R-U-N.
Oh, okay.
And that's Ocklawaha. It's O-C-K. L-A-W-A-H-A, Florida. Zip is 32179.
Thank you for confirming that. Yeah, it pops up right away for me as soon as you told me. Yeah. I had it right in front of me, but thanks a lot for the confirmation. I appreciate it. Okay. Okay, one second, babe. Bill. Let's see here. Okay. And then what hours of operation that you wanted to show on Google, brother, that you are open to take phone calls and do business?
8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Monday. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Any weekends?
No.
Okay.
I can work. What I'm going to do is I'm going to keep it open through the weekdays, and then if I get a big job or something, then I can work through the weekend if I want. That way I'm not worried about people trying to call me while I'm trying to work.
Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. Okay. 8 a.m. And how far are you willing to travel for new clients?
I was put on there Marion County, Lake County, and Citrus County.
Okay, all right, give me 1 second. All right, hold on, let me list her. Okay, 1 second. Okay. So what is it? Is that about 30, 40, 50 miles radius?
Actually, it's longer than that, because I could drive actually to Citrus County would take me all the way to Crystal River, and that's about an hour and a half drive. So it's probably about 80 miles. But I'd prefer, I'd stay within a 50-mile radius.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you that. Okay, I'll put it for 50. No worries. Let's see.
Yeah. And then if I see I'm not busy enough, I can always change that, can't I?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here.
Now, if I have any changes, do I call you guys to make changes?
Absolutely.
Or do I have access to do it on my own?
You'll have access. We're going to provide you with what's called a platform, a dashboard, and you're going to have access to make those changes as well. But
okay. If
it's easier for you, we'll do them for you with a simple phone call.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, bear with me here 1 second. All right. You'll get a phone call from our IT guys. Those are the guys that are going to build the website for you, get the ball rolling to get the verification to put you on Google, doing all the back-end work. What time tomorrow, Bill, do you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Right now, I'm open. I have no jobs lined up or anything.
Okay.
I'm just doing stuff around the house.
Okay. I have an 11 a.m. available. Would that work for you?
That'd be fine.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Tomorrow is Tuesday, 9/24/24.
If for some reason I don't answer, can they leave a message? Because I'm getting
Absolutely.
So many spam numbers.
Absolutely.
That if I don't know the number, I normally don't answer.
Absolutely. No worries.
Because most of the time it pops up, like your number when you called me popped up as potential spam. So
well, I'm glad I at least said potential. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Give me 1 second here. Perfect. Okay. I am going to need a security question from you. This is going to be the security to the account, Bill. You have three to choose from. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
The city I was born in.
City you were born in. Go ahead.
Danville, D-A-N-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay. Perfect. Danville. Okay, that'll be the security to the account. All right. And then as far as the payment, Bill, we take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover.
It'd be a Visa.
Visa. Okay. That starts with a number 4 when you're ready.
It'll be 4357.
Okay.
1610.
Mm-hmm.
1480.
Mm-hmm.
3366.
Okay. Expiration date?
7/28.
Okay. And then the security code, which is the last 3 behind the card?
761.
761. Okay.
Don't keep that on file, correct?
The card number?
Yes.
The card number, well, the 249 will renew on October 23rd, which is a month from now. And that's the card that will be charged. Did you not want us to charge that card?
I don't want it to be recurring. I want to be able to pay for it each month.
Okay. Okay. Let me, yeah, because all of our systems are set up for a recurring payment. Because we're not a contract, what you could do, Bill, or what I could do, I mean, I'll work with your account. I will give you a call a couple of days prior to the renewal date to make sure whether you want to continue or not. And that way, if you don't, we can put a stop to it. Okay.
So yeah, I'll just do that as a courtesy. Okay. I just didn't want it set as renewal because if I don't get any work, you know, and I don't have any money coming in, I can't afford to keep going. So I just didn't want to have a bill that I couldn't afford.
Yeah. Well, and this is, and I'm going to be very transparent with you, Bill, because I want this, and I want you to see that this is going to work because this is Google, Bill, and I'm being very transparent with you. I'll share something with you that I normally don't do. I have my sister and my brother-in-law. They're both with the company. I brought them over, and I'll tell you very straightforward. They're not rich, Bill. They have not become millionaires. They're not rich, but they're staying busy, and that's what they wanted. You know, they just wanted to stay busy, and I know that that's what we do. We keep customers busy. The reason I tell you that is that I always tell my clients, you have to give, you know, everything to, I mean, we're going to have the website going, everything going in about, you know, 14 days, the presence on Google and everything to actually, so you can have everything exposed to the right clients. Customers always tell me, well, what's the right time? I said, give it about 30 to 60 days max so you can see all the benefits from this. Okay, so that's why I'll tell you the same thing, Bill. You know, if you want to see the exact benefits from being on Google, being on all the platforms, you know, because we don't snap our fingers and, you know, this is done with, you know, you're not going to have everything done tomorrow. It doesn't work that way, you know. I wish it did. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So it's going to take 14 days for my system to be online?
Yeah. It's going to take us, well, we're going to start working on it as of right now, right? As soon as you pay, this goes over to our IT guys. And they start working on things, and they're going to set up. That's why they set up that phone call to give you a call tomorrow, right? They call you tomorrow. They're going to get all the information they need. If you have any pictures or anything that they need to put on the website, they get that going. But a realistic time frame, and that's why I tell you, give it a try for at least 2 months, Bill, so you can see the exact flow of everything going smoothly and you staying busy. Okay.
Yeah. Well, That will all depend on the cash flow. If I've got
okay,
the money,
gotcha. Okay, perfect.
Like I said, I quit my job 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago now. So I've got no money coming in.
You're just depending on this here. Okay, brother. Gotcha. Well, I'll tell you this much, man. You will be on that first page of Google. You'll have your own website. You're going to be on different platforms. You know, I'm very confident in telling you that being with Google definitely, you know, shows results and this works. The system does have this set for automatic payment on the 23rd, but like I said, I will manage your account myself and I will give you a call prior to renewing just to make sure that we're good to move forward for the next month. Okay.
That works.
Yeah, because I'm not allowed to stop the automatic renewal, but I could call you, you know, a couple of days before it renews and say, hey, Bill, you're coming up for renewal. Are we okay to move forward?
Okay. Right, because my plan is eventually when I get cash coming in and
steady,
I'm gonna open a business bank account and I'm gonna transfer all my advertising.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you have something set in motion. Gotcha.
Yeah, because it's gonna take me 3 to 4 weeks before the state will even send me my business license.
I've been approved,
and I got the letter saying that I have a license, but it takes them that long to process it and send it to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, on our end, as long as you've been approved and, you know, you have all that ready to go, I mean, there's nothing on our end that stops us from helping you out, man. So, you know, let's see, bear with me here 1 second. Okay. Bear with me 1 second. I'm just putting the mile radius that you're going to cover. Okay. Remember, you can change that later.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just want to reach our disclosure, Bill, and then we'll be all set to get that phone call tomorrow. Before we move forward, Bill, I do have to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this, we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's something you do not understand, please ask me to clarify it for you. I'll be more than happy to do so. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification, Bill. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance, and it's going to outline the service agreement you'll receive with Local Splash. To ensure that everything is correct, Bill, can you please state the name of the company?
Bill Medley Excavation.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
William Medley, owner.
Thank you very much.
And operator.
Owner-operator. Gotcha. Sounds like you're owner-operator slash office manager slash employee.
I'm
slash
the whole business. Yep.
Okay. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Bill Medley Excavation?
Yes.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on this billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Bill, we also ask that you participate in the growth of the business as a result of increased visibility. If you did get calls from anyone else, keep in mind that we will always ask you to verify Dan Bill. So that's how you know it's us, you know, because we're going to ask you for that security question, okay? Also, do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when necessary?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash, Bill, we will now be your certified marketing representatives. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts while you're with us?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term setup will be processed today, September 23rd, in the total amount of $249. The secondary payment, again, keep in mind it is an automatic renewal on October 23rd for $249, but based on our agreement, I'm going to give you a courtesy call, you know, a couple days prior to make sure we're good to move forward. Okay.
Okay.
That flat payment is $249, Bill. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, Bill. So you do have the right to stop the service at any time if you're not happy with what we're doing for you. Okay. We ask that if you ever wanted to cancel, Bill, you give us a call to that 877 number, the one you called me at least 3 days prior to the renewal date. So it's on the 23rd for you. You would give us a call on the 20th if you wanted to stop it at any time. Okay.
Okay.
And then lastly, do you understand and agree to this renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bear with me 1 second. Let me just validate this card. Okay. Here we go. Okay, you're going to start receiving some emails soon, Bill. You're also going to get some text messages, you know, saying welcome to the company. You're going to get one particular email when you get a chance, Bill. Make sure you take a look at it. It's going to say initial invoice is what's going to read, okay? You want to open that email up, and there's going to be a little blue link that's going to say click here to accept our terms. When you click on that, what's going to show you, it's going to show you your phone number right at the bottom, and there's going to be two little empty boxes that you have to click on. The first box, Bill, says that you give us permission to call or text you anytime that's necessary, and the secondary box that you have to click on, Bill, says that you accept our terms and conditions, which is that this is not a contract and that you have the right to terminate the service at any time if you're not satisfied. Okay.
Okay.
Right underneath that, it's going to say Bill Medley. You have to type in your name just as it shows on there, Bill Medley, with your keyboard or with your phone, and then hit confirm signature. That's going to take you to another page that's going to ask you for your credentials. Don't worry about that. You'll get those tomorrow from the IT guys. I only ask you to do that. If you don't get to it, it's fine. They'll help you to do it step by step tomorrow, but it's very simple, and it'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes tomorrow. When you get a call from the IT guys, that's one of the first things they'll ask. Hey, Bill, did you get a chance to complete the terms and conditions? So if you get a chance, just try to do it tomorrow before your meeting at 11 a.m. And, Bill, let me be the first one to welcome you to the company, brother. Welcome to the family. We look forward in the relationship between us and Bill Medley Excavations to be long-term.
Okay, I appreciate it.
And I know that as long as we're able to deliver and do our due diligence, we're able to keep you as a client.
Yes, sir.
Again, thank you for the opportunity to show you what we can do working alongside Google, and helping you get your own website and doing all the back-end work for you as far as getting the company going. Again, do me a favor. Make sure that you do not miss that phone call at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to put a reminder on my calendar. I ask that you also put a reminder on your calendar for October 20th if you can. I don't know if you have a calendar, but if you do, that way you can call me right before the renewal date. But I'll call you as well. But, maybe you reach me first or I reach you. But it doesn't matter. But I'm going to put a reminder on my calendar give you a call prior to renewing. I think you're going to be pretty comfortable in moving forward with the renewal. But, again, that's going to be your discretion.
Right.
Again, Bill, thank you very much, brother. Welcome to the family here at Local Splash. Let's get the ball rolling for you. We'll give you a call. Again, please don't miss it. It's 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will come from our operations and IT department, and then they'll get everything going for you. And again, thanks for the opportunity, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Bill. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.
Bye.